वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया, हमें प्यार में समा लिया है, पास में बुला लिया है, पास में बुला लिया। तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। चलते हैं जब जमीन पर लगता गगन में चल रहे, उमंग में है उड़ रहे, तेरे रंग में है ढल रहे, तेरे रंग में है ढल रहे। दिल की बातें सुनते बाबा बाहों में उठा लिया, तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। गए हैं हम फरिश्तों के जहान में, उजली उजली रोशनी निराले आसमान में, निराले आसमान में। संसार से अलग ही संसार है बना दिया, तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। सामने जो दिखता वो छिपा लिया, छिपा है जो दिखा दिया। तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया, हमें प्यार में समा लिया है, पास में बुला लिया है, पास में बुला लिया। तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग।
गुड मॉर्निंग। शुक्रिया बाबा आपका।
थैंक यू टू बाबा। थैंक यू बाबा।
कभी आप सोचते हो संगम जो इतना प्यारा लगता है।
Do you ever think how lovely confluence age is and what we will do when it ends? Okay, we'll return home with Baba. And we know that all souls will return like a swarm of mosquitoes. When Dadi reads this expression, swarm of mosquitoes, or before in the path of bhakti, she used to think about that. And the realization is the value of the soul is that of a mosquito. When the soul flies, if at the end the soul leaves just like a mosquito, then what value does the soul have? What value does the mosquito have? Mosquito that's born through dirt and bites everyone and spreads disease. So what is the point of such souls living in the world? But I, the soul, should not live in that way, that I then return like a mosquito in a swarm. I should be such a soul that finishes disease. Souls have received so much from Baba, the bestower of fortune. He has given huge fortune. And so my star of fortune should be sparkling. And when people see the star of fortune, of fortunate souls, they too would want to know themselves, know Baba, and prepare to go home. So we should have that much sparkle. The soul should really know itself. Baba has said, when you die, the world is dead for you. So let it be that for you first. What is the world for you anyway? The body is old, it's dirty, but I have to take the support of the body. I mustn't think it's dirty and therefore be distressed by it. No. And Dadi picked up one murli in which there was a Sindhi word, and I'll just wait to know what that means. It's not a Gujarati word. In Sindhi there's a saying, when one gets tired, when one gets tired of others, that I feel distressed by these people, by this soul. And Baba used this expression, don't become tired or distressed by others. Because Baba doesn't like for the soul to feel that way. Doesn't matter what type of scene comes in front of you. And I think it's Baba's very old word that he used, and elderly people sometimes use that expression, that I'm tired of these people, oh, I can't do this anymore. Why I feel distressed by this.
जो अपने आप को ही नहीं समझते प्यार से अपने आप को नहीं संभाल सकते.
It's when we're not able to look after oneself with love that we have this nature of becoming fed up with others, tired of others, tired of the situation. And so Baba says, those who are on the path of creating their fortune, they don't get tired in this way. Baba has given us the understanding plus his company for us to create an elevated fortune. In a Lokik school, a teacher doesn't give his company. He simply gives the teachings. He or she would just fulfill their duty. But Baba has given us so much company as the mother and father, as the friend, so that we become clever with his company, so that we study really well and claim a scholarship. Yesterday also in the Murli, Baba remembered Mama. Mama took a scholarship. And it's something I've seen with these eyes. Mama never went into the thoughts of others. And she was Mama after all. She was never thinking this one should change, that one should change, thinking in this way. But Mama taught through her example throughout her life. In whatever activity she engaged in through the day, as she walked, as she moved, as she sat, she taught through her example. So as Baba says, when an instrument soul is so accurate in this way, they receive blessings. Seeing the seniors, we observe, we learn. We learn through example. And so there are many very good examples that he has who are innocent Baba's children. And seeing Baba and Mama, these souls have learned so much. And you ask them, how do you do this? And they say, no, it's just the blessings of the elders, the seniors. So there should be so much fortune that there is that regard for the seniors, so that whatever signal you receive, you accept it from the heart. That way, so much activity becomes easy. And this is my experience. If somebody says, that whatever I'm asked to do, I just accept and think that there is benefit in this, and so I do it by saying Haji, and I receive blessings as a result. And it's not that I'm then engaging in the activity, but it's the blessings that I've received that enable me to fulfill that role, that task. And so as Dadi Gulzar was speaking to Dadi Janki yesterday, Dadi Janki was expressing how everything is fine through the blessings that she's received. And so it's a matter of fortune when your seniors say that you have blessings. And I feel that all of you have blessings for this soul. Everybody's heart has expressed that. Baba, who is it that uplifts us, who has supported us, who has been behind us. It's those who do everything with an honest heart that receive blessings. And those who have that aim to create elevated fortune, they will not cheat themselves or the Father. They will not make show of anything. Internally, there may be the dictates of one's own mind, and in words, they will say, Srimat, that Baba had said this thing, but it is in fact Manmat, dictates of one's own mind, one's own feelings and desires are filled within that, and hence it's a mixture. It is not Baba's Srimat. And so one cheats oneself a great deal in thinking in this way. And to cheat oneself and to lose time in thinking wastefully of others. And then the things that sweet Baba tells us, that I love the jnani souls, the constantly yogi souls,
sacha yogi,
true yogi,
sakhyat bab samman banne ke liye,
is one who will become visibly, practically, like the Father, because they have that internal chant to be equal to the Father. Baba is Baba, but Baba's vision is such that he does not let us go until he has made us equal to himself. Baba's drishti is
jitna jaise vaan rehta hai unchar.
Such though he lives so high up above, and when he comes to do his task and yet stays very detached. And at this confluence age, I realize that this is my task, I have to do this task. And the things that nobody else is able to do, Baba himself does, and he makes Brahma Baba do the task, and Brahma Baba is the instrument. So this confluence age is the time to do the things that Baba wants of us. So we children too have to be like Brahma Baba. One is the one who does everything, the other is the one who did it practically, and both are in front of us. So the one who is doing the task says that the one who is making it all happen is Shiv Baba, and I am simply an instrument. So both are together as companions, and they are in front of us. The one who is acting it out never says that I am doing it, but Shiv Baba is the one who is doing it. And so we too should be liberated from old karmic bondages. We shouldn't have any old karmic bondages. We shouldn't have any thoughts, words, actions on the basis of the old self, under the influence of old nature, sanskars. But my thoughts, if my thoughts, words, actions are not pure, elevated, then at some point in time, karan karavan har may not remain in my awareness. So nowadays it's not just a matter of remembrance, because to remember and forget is a game.
life nahi.
And that's no kind of life. Sometimes we remember Baba, sometimes we forget him. That's not life.
Sangam yugi yad life hai.
But this confluence aged life is the life that we want, and just to churn the things that Baba speaks to us, and we make that our practical form, so we become it. So this is the awareness I want to have, so that I forget my past, others also forget the past. When we say the world has died, what does it mean? It means that I have forgotten everything of the world. And this is something Mama used to tell us. If you remember somebody who has died, what happens? They become a ghost in your life. Therefore, we shouldn't remember somebody who has died. The old world is dead for us, and to remember those who have died is like remembering ghosts. And what happens with ghosts once they enter in you, or those old memories are remembered, then it's like that thing has entered you. And then what's the face of such a person? It's one that's quite frightening. So, these are old things that he's sharing of Mama, not to remember past things, people who have died. It's like remembering ghosts, and this is why we have this celebration of Shraddh, where ancestor souls, departed spirits, are offered food, so that we receive power from the Almighty Authority and send good wishes to those souls. That's basically it. But the virtues of the different deities, the different forms of the Mother, which are remembered, whether it's the fearsome form of Kali, whether it's Durga, the powerful form, whether it's Shitla, the form of coolness. Now it's the celebration of Navratri that's happening, the worship of the nine goddesses. And they are remembered through these different forms. And it's Baba who is filling us with all of these powers that are depicted through the Shakti forms. And it's the weak ones who are affected by ghosts. If somebody asks, what are ghosts? And that he would just say, it's the weak ones who become affected by ghosts. But the strong ones, the powerful ones, they chase away ghosts. Powerful souls chase away ghosts to such a degree that the ghost is afraid of them. So ask yourself, who am I? My state should be so powerful that I am the destroyer of obstacles. It is Baba's yagya, it is yagya service that we're involved with. Let me be the conqueror. Let me be the destroyer of obstacles. Am I that powerful? Am I that Durga form? Am I that Shitla, cool form? Through the day, in my interaction, in my relationships with others, I see how all these qualities are very useful. This confluence age is a powerful age. So we have the vision of compassion, blessings, and mercy of the Satguru. And it's the Satguru who enables us to pass in whatever teachings the teacher gives. So this is why children are taken to their guru, so that they're helped by the guru to pass in their exams or whatever task. And so this is why Baba says, just remember the father, teacher and Satguru are all in this one father. So Baba teaches us well and the Satguru gives us the blessings to help us pass. We receive that help from him. Not the question in my mind, will I pass or not? No, not that question. And then no one else should have that question for me. I don't know whether I'll pass or not. So we think, yes, it's very good, there's benefit, and there will continue to be benefit.
So,
Baba, the Satguru's words are words of blessings, of reassurance. So who would feel this? One who has understood how the father, teacher and Satguru are one and there is attention on all three. The sustenance, the study and the attainment are given regard. We have value for them. Sustenance, study and attainment. Okay. Om Shanti.